Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
And welcome to another episode of Generic Commander. And this one is actually one of our least generic episodes yet. We have a special guest. We're joined by the one and only Veggie Wagon, who actually had a really interesting idea for the deck building restriction that we're all under this week. So without further ado, I'm going to kick it right over to our special guest. So Veggie, welcome to the show. And what kind of restriction did you put us under this week?
Well, this has been sitting in my brain for a while on how to make my commander decks personally an easier time for the table overall and just like simpler to be able to pull out a deck and just play. So I suggested for today to play with no tokens and no counters. So nothing in your deck can cause any of those things to happen. No tokens, no counters.
Which is so much harder than it sounds.
It really is. You're like, oh, sure. I like that should be simple. But yeah, just the fact that every card these days has gotten a counter or a token stapled onto it means that you are digging deep to find a full 99 cards.
I had to cut two of my favorite artifacts.
I had to take Binding the Old Gods out of this deck, and that hurt. Like, it was... Oh, anyway. So Veggie, what deck are you playing? So in trying to find no tokens, no counters, who did you lock onto?
I am playing Mr. Negative from Spider-Man. And so this is a big old 7-cost commander, but an effect that I've been waiting for them to put in the command zone, being able to swap life totals with an opponent. And as a little bonus, I get to draw cards if I do it in a way that makes me lose life. So this deck is flexible. It can go one of two ways. Either I control the board and get rid of my resources, go down to not many cards in hand, and use Mr. Negative to draw me back up to give me more gas. Or if I find something like Bolas's Citadel or Ad Nauseam, then I can aggressively use my life total to gain cards or put things onto the board and then swap with somebody else so that I get a fresh new one.
That's brutal, and I love it. Awesome. So yeah, so going around the horn, Uncle Russ, what did you decide to, how did you tackle this challenge?
So I met a new friend. My new friend is called Absolute Virtue. To understand how much I now love this card because of this game, like, this is my first Voltron deck. But in true generic commander fashion, it's also a fucking Stacks deck.
Of course it is. Of course it is. The rust has white. There will be Stacks. Yep. Okay.
So Absolute Virtue.
It's particularly funny because it shuts off my deck.
Right. Oh no. Well, and it shuts off mine too. But we'll get to that. All right.
Absolute Virtue is an 8/8 for 6 and Azorius. Spell cannot be countered, has flying, and you have protection from each of your opponents. You may not take damage, enchant, or be targeted by any thing controlled by your opponents. Fun. Just fun for me.
So much.
Yep.
Hey Jarvis, what you got, buddy?
Cool.
So I decided to go and build not that Atraxa deck.
But for real this time.
Has a hippo friend as well. So yeah, it's Atraxa with Karuga as companion. And Atraxa in this deck is just a 4/4 flyer with Vigilance, Death Touch, and Lifelink. That Proliferate does absolutely nothing. And
in this
Karuga
pod,
is...
it won't even affect our stuff.
Yeah, right.
Karuga's my favorite companion in Commander because it draws you cards. It's not my favorite companion ever because I do prefer Yorion because I don't feel guilty about playing 80 cards, but it lets me go and draw cards. And this ended up being kind of just a good stuff deck, but there's quite a few clones. I think I was thinking of Jolly when I built it.
Nice.
At the end of the day, with this restriction, a chunk of your deck ends up just being, I needed to fill slots, so here's some good cards in my colors.
Yeah. I had Palantir in here because it is probably my favorite artifact that's been printed in the past, like, 3 years. And then I'm like, wait a minute, I can't play this.
Uh-huh.
And it made me sad.
I literally had one point where I was manipulating with mine, and I realized, I just have with artifacts. I can put Cryogen Relic in place of some of these other things just as a card draw outlet. Then I realized it puts a stun counter on a thing. Like, it's not even the part I care about. Dang it.
Yeah, I was going through and picking my game changers and was like, oh, all right, great. Mm-hmm. The One Ring will be an excellent way to lose life. And oh.
Sure, it sure would be. Yep. Oh, my goodness. Awesome. And yeah, and I'm going to be playing Gigantha the Wellspring, which is one of my favorite companions, but it's in the command zone. And this is a 5-color elk. It's a 5/5 for 4 and then a hybrid Groll. And it has the ability to tap for Wooburg. And you get Wooburg mana, but you cannot use them for generic mana costs. This deck is one that I've played. I think I have played it on the channel before, but I think it's been a long time. And it almost never does the thing, because the thing this deck is trying to do is door to nothingness. It is all in. I'm just going to say that right up front. And I normally don't play with tutors, but because I'm all in on one card, all my good tutors are in this deck. So just be aware of that. It is what it is. And I'm trying to find ways to recur it or duplicate the trigger. And unfortunately, a lot of ways that you do that are by like copying it with things like Doppelgang or doubling the trigger with things like Eartha Joe, Frontier Mentor, who makes a mercenary token. Or, you know, being able to like copy the ability with Idris, Soul of the TARDIS, who has Vanishing. So yeah, all of those are out. And yeah, that's fun. So I found some other ways, hopefully, to get there, as well as just have some good value that hopefully can get me there if everything else goes totally sideways. But yeah, this should be fun. And again, Veggie, thanks so much for
joining. I support a door to nothingness. I'm happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh my goodness. This is an absolute delight. So gentlemen, are we ready to do this thing?
Oh yeah.
It is ready to rock and they roll.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and draw for the turn, be pretty stoked on that draw, play out an Endatha Triome, which is the Abzan Triome, and then I will pass the turn.
Yeah. I'm going to play a tapped Overgrown Tomb and pass.
Nice.
All right. Oh, yay. All right, we can do this. I'm going to play a Plains for turn. I'm going to tap it for an Authority of the Consoles.
It begins. All right.
And then I pass.
All right.
What is the standard?
I just drew
it's
it,
good,
too.
It's good that I was considering doing mono red aggro for this pod, and this that would have been a very different game. I'll play a swamp and pass.
All right. Tapping upkeeping. Oh, wow. This is not a good card, but I'm going to be able to play it here. I'm going to play out a Necrobloom Snarl. This is the Golgari Snarl, and it enters untapped if I can reveal a swamp or forest. I'm going to reveal this Sparra's Headquarters in my hand, which happens to be a forest. So those are going to be untapped, and I'm going to play the quintessential ramp card in Rampant Growth, where I get to search my library for a basic land card, put it onto the battlefield tapped, then shuffle. So, yeah. And this is going to be... I think this is going to be a mountain, and that'll be my turn. So, Jarvis, take it away.
Well, yeah. I will go and play a Bountiful Promenade. It's the Celestia Battlebond land, and pass.
Alright, untap, upkeep, and or draw. I'm going to play a Flood Farm Verge for turn. Tap two for an Arcane Signet. And then pass. Because I don't have a good follow-up from there.
Yeah.
Oh, all good. I got a fun card. All right. I gotta make this happen. I did not even think about what would happen if I played this card. I just knew that I wanted it in the deck.
Ooh.
So for now, I'll play a Fetid Heath, the filter land for Orzhov, and pay two for a Mind Stone. But that's it. I'll pass the turn.
Yeah, Mind Stone's okay. Definitely a fun card.
Solid. Yeah, oh man, crazy card.
All right.
Speaking
I'm
of
thinking...
cards that you find fun, Veggie, that I almost put in the deck, and then I was like, no, I can't do this to myself. Just for you, I almost put Tempting Worm in the deck. And I'm like, no.
Oh. All right. I'm going to play that Spar's Headquarters, which is the Bant Tri-Land. And then I'm going to play one of my personal favorites that I know Jarvis absolutely adores, and he's going to get to be the first person to benefit from it. I'm going to play out a Howling Mine. This is one of my absolute favorites. I want a game to happen, everybody. So this is an artifact for two. At the beginning of each player's draw step, if Howling Mine is untapped, that player draws an additional card. I have no ways of tapping this down. So I'm going to go ahead and pass it to Jarvis, and enjoy yourself an extra card.
Ew.
Oh no, I'm realizing there's the possibility that you all get to draw your extra card. Well, that Jarvis and Russ get to draw an extra card. Russ plays Stacks piece that's only one draw per turn, and then we get shut down.
Yeah, well, notice that part avails. Well, dang it. Yep. Well, no, that has counters, so never mind.
Yeah, it's counters. No,
but
yeah,
it might be.
And then I'm going to play a Topiary Stomper. And I'm going to go get an island off that Topiary Stomper.
Makes sense.
As one does.
And then I will pass the turn.
All right. I'm going to untap, upkeep, draw a card. And then I'm going to draw another one. Thank you, Ham.
Man, I love when you draw cards.
Everybody loves it when I'm drawing a card. Except for Jarvis, because he's a party pooper. I'm going to play Plains for
like
turn.
I don't like anyone's drawing cards except me.
Mm-hmm.
Can I do this? I think I can. Tap two for a Sapphire Medallion. Sapphire Medallion is an artifact for two. Blue spells I cast costs one less. Then we're going to tap the Arcane Signet and the Flood Farm Verge for a Cryptic Coat.
Nice.
Cryptic Coat, when it enters the battlefield, cloak the top card of your library and attach Cryptic Coat to it. When something's... Oh, come on. Flip it over. When something's cloaked, it's a 2/2 with ward 2, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, I remembered. And then Cryptic Cook gives it +1/+0, and it can't be blocked. And then I pass. So.
Man, remember when people played that in Constructed? What a good time.
Oh, man, I miss those days.
Someone was playing the Gruul deck with the red creature that when it turns face up, it deals damage equals to its power on the ladder today. I'm like, I haven't seen this card in so long. I forgot what you did.
Was the pyrotechnic?
Pyrotechnic performer thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
I just knew that it was disguised that I had to remove it because nothing comes in disguised and is a good time for you.
I remember, pyrotechnic performer and then the skeleton dog, that thing. I remember doing burn with that. That was... too expensive, but fun. Yeah.
Well, I'm just going to play this Caves of Koilos, the Orzhov Pain Land, especially good here for me. But other than that, I'm just going to pass.
Okay. I'm tapping, I'm keeping. Going to draw my Howling Mine action, which is always good. All right. My land for turn is going to be a Storm Carved Coast. This is the Is It Slow Land, which it is. If anyone's curious. And then I'm going to go ahead and pay three. And what other tired jokes do we have? All right. And then I'm going to cast Fabricate, where I get to search my library for an artifact card. Reveal it, put it into my hand, then shuffle. Whatever could I possibly be going to grab?
I'm a tired joke.
That's why we're all here.
With you. Exactly. All right. So, yes, I'm of course going for the door. Just do not pass code, not collect $200. There it is. I have the original Fifth Dawn one. I've considered swapping it out. But there's something. I've had this brother, the Retro Artifact Brothers War version in this deck since I built it. So I, yeah.
Why change?
I've hit a lot of really cool people with this, so I feel like I need to keep it. I should have had them sign it, to be honest. But yeah. My biggest claim to fame with this Door to Nothingness actually did knock out Diana D'Amico in the one game she was able to play at MagicCon Minneapolis like 2 years ago now.
That's rude.
She was a great sport about it. It was a wonderful game. But it was rude. You're right. For the record, she literally made me do it. She attacked into me knowing it was up. It was one of those where like, no, I'm going to make you do this. I'm going to make you do it. Like, fair enough. I'm sorry. Which I respect. I respect the hell out of that move. All right, I'm then going to pay 2 and cast out an Emry, Lurker of the Lock, which has affinity for artifacts, so it's reduced by the Howling Mine. When Emry is a 1/2 Merfolk Wizard, that cost me 2 because of the affinity. And when Emry enters the battlefield, I mill 4 cards. I can then also tap and choose an artifact card in my graveyard, and I may cast that card this turn. So milling 4. We're getting Dragon Skull Summit, Mass Manipulation, Scheming Fence, and Firemind Vessel. Nice. Mass Manipulation being one of those that this is replacing Doppelgang as the alternative, just big mana sink thing.
And yeah. Don't forget your Emry is tapped down.
Oh, indeed. And yeah, Russ, enjoy your life. Thank you.
Huzzah.
All right, and I have 5 cards in hand, and I am passing the turn.
Hey, Russ, you should have gained another life because of my Topiary Stomper.
Oh, I missed that one. You're right. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to do something fun here. First things first, I'm going to pay 2 life to Shock in the Hollowed Fountain. You know, that Azorius Shockland.
Oh, yeah.
I'm then going to go and tap.
That Azorius Shockland.
3. For a Glass Pool Mimic. The Glass Pool Mimic is going to come in as a copy of Topiary Stomper.
Gain a life.
Give me my first. Okay, it's a 4 because that's the first.
Hold on.
No. Okay.
I would. This is very mean, but I needed to cast the spell anyway.
Okay.
I'm going to respond to your Glass Pool Mimic. That can only copy things that you control, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to pay 2 mana. I'm going to use the Caves of Koilos to deal no, I can't do that. I'll pay 2, not with the caves. I'm going to cast a Bitter Triumph and target your Topiary Stomper to destroy it. As an additional cost, I have to discard a card or pay life. Normally I'd want to pay the life for this deck, but instead I will discard this Aura Touched Mage, which, if it were to make it onto the battlefield, grabs an aura from my deck and puts it on itself.
Do you know what's even more disappointing than that? That you ruined my good. You ruined my ramp twice over.
That's such a good play, though.
Well, no, I was gonna ramp, and I did put that forest back in the deck, and I just reshuffled the deck.
Okay.
Because I was gonna go. I was going to ramp with that, and then I have the lovely web-slinging land that I was going to go and put the Glass Pool Mimic back to my hand.
Oh.
So, yeah, you definitely blew me out.
So I'm Russ, so sorry.
No problem. Russ, it is your turn because I cannot cast anything for 2 mana.
Untap, upkeep, drawing a card. Everybody loves a woman. Drawing a card. And then draw another
one.
I'm
sure I did 2 cards. Don't forget that.
I'm sure I deserved it, though, for something I've done in the past, Veggie.
Yeah, we'll say that.
I, too, am going to shock in a Hallowed Fountain.
Excellent.
Then I'm going to tap 2 white for a Grand Abolisher.
I'm not even playing counter spells in this deck.
During my turn, opponents can't cast spells or activate abilities of artifacts, creatures, or enchantments. It is a 2/2 for two. And then, for funsies, we're going to tap those. Tap the Hallowed Fountain. And the Verge to play an Ornithopter of Paradise. Now, I have a rules question because I don't know how to flip the stupid card. You pay the casting cost plus something, right?
No.
Just the casting cost.
Just the regular casting cost.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
And you can only do that if it's a creature. Yeah.
Okay. That's the part I was unclear on. So I'm just going to go ahead and move to combat then.
Do it.
And I'm just going to go around the horn and say hi to Ham first for three with the cryptic coat.
And act me down to you 37.
And then I pass the turn.
Okay. I will untap and draw a card. Excellent. I'll play a swamp. This is,
and I'm also laughing at myself right now because now I shot in that Hallowed Fountain for no reason.
Nice. No, you did it to entice me to swap life totals with your lower life total.
Yes,
exactly.
Yes, with that.
Yeah. All right. So everybody, be cool. Everybody, be cool. I'm just gonna, I'm gonna tap five mana.
Only the coolest turn. Start with that.
Play this Gwenum Remorseless. It's a 4/4 with Death Touch and Lifelink, and it does have one other ability where when it attacks, I can then look at and play cards off the top of my library by paying life instead of their mana costs.
I don't think they're going to be cool because I just beat them with it during our Spider-Man episode on, like, turn six.
Ooh. Yeah, like, I think it might be the last episode as people are watching this one. Like, yeah.
Oh, no.
In that game, I literally reanimated a turn two Toxrill, and I was not the problem. It is wild.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Also, this card is really good.
Yes,
it's really, really good. Mm-hmm.
I will pass the turn with this Gwenum that I'm sure will make it back to my untap.
I'm sure it's going to be fine. All right. Yeah.
Interaction.
Pshaw.
Yeah, you don't really have to worry about that with us, unfortunately. All right. All right. I'm going to go ahead and play a forest as my land for turn. Got access to six monies. And you know what? I think I actually have Emery sitting here. I think I'm going to take advantage. I'm going to tap Emery, targeting this Firemind Vessel, so that I can play that for my graveyard this turn. And then I will. Firemind Vessel is a 4-drop artifact that enters the battlefield tapped, and I can tap to add 2 mana of any different colors. So, yeah, as long as they're not the same color, we're good. And in this deck, that's not an issue. So that's just a 4-drop rock. I have 2 Triomes open and 6 cards in hand. So, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and pass the turn. I'm also a big fan of over-communicating. I don't know if that's clear, but, yeah. All right.
I want to play an Urborg, so we all got swamps now.
Yay, sick, swamps.
Cool.
Let's... tap for a Llanowar Visionary. When it enters, I draw a card, and it's a mana torque that taps for green.
You'll have to see it.
And then for 3, I want to also cast a Chromatic Lantern. Now, I don't have to worry about how I'm tapping my lands until someone destroys it. But nice. I will pass the turn.
I don't think anybody here would mess with your mana.
No, never.
Draw, and then draw again.
Never, ever.
Wow, I've got choices.
I did realize I forgot to put a Reliquary Tower in this deck, and I never forget to put a Reliquary Tower in my decks.
I'm going
to
play a Plains for turn first.
I prefer not playing with Reliquary Tower. Because I love my graveyards. Oh, the best.
Do I want to do this?
Yes.
No, like, I could. You know what? Fuck it.
That
it's
is
funny.
The one thing I did assume is that you could take the move that you're considering.
I feel like that's a reasonable assumption. Yeah.
Fuck it. We ball. Blue,
let's
white.
Go.
One, two. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Oh, there's a cost reduction because of the Sapphire Medallion. For Vault Boy, Cap Collector. No cap. Also known as Grand Arbiter Argustin the
Fourth. I knew it as soon as you tapped the four.
White spells I cast cost one less to cast. Blue spells I cast cost one less to cast. And spells my opponents cast cost one more to cast. I'm then going to take advantage of some of that cost reduction to pay two. One and a white for a ghostly prison. Please don't hit me. I know I just played some horrible shit. ghostly prison is an enchantment for three, two and white. Creatures can't attack unless the controller pays two colorless for each creature they control that is attacking. I am then going to move to the combatties. All right, it's Veggie's turn. I'm going to come say hi, Veggie, for three.
I have no blockers and could not block if I had them. I'm at 37.
Molto bene. And then I pass.
That does make Gwenum a lot worse.
Yes, it does. That's very funny because I still have to pay one mana at least for each spell that I'm casting. I'll draw my two cards. Like, not the worst thing, but it does make it significantly worse. Okay. Well, I guess we start with the thing, right? I'd like to move to combat.
Oh, heck yeah.
And this definitely would be going at Rust if it did not cost precious mana that I will need to cast free spells, because certainly the top card is not a land, please God. So, Ham, this is four headed your way, and a Gwenum trigger.
Yogi. Yeah, no blocks or responses, so.
All right.
I'm taking four.
Gwenum's Citadel is online.
Yep.
Sick. I am going to gain four off of lifelink, putting me to 41. And we've got a pretty good first rip. I am going to pay five life and one mana for this Xenos Ye Galvis. Mm-hmm. This is a 4/4. When it enters, I choose a creature an opponent controls. Other creatures besides the chosen one and Xenos all get -2/-2. And then when the chosen creature leaves the battlefield, he flips into a much larger creature that also allows me to win the game if I kill a specific player. So I'll lose my five. I think we make Grand Arbiter Augustine the first friend, so the chosen creature. So everything else on the board will get -2/-2.
So yeah, the only one that would have survived. Yeah, good call.
Mm-hmm. That makes things a little harder.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes to graveyard. Grand Abolisher dies.
And that cloaked card was a Cigarda's Aid, I saw. That is good to know.
Oh, nice.
Don't forget about your Ornithopter, Russ.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the Ornithopter. Thank you.
Oh, all right. So I looked at the top card again. That does not seem like a good card for me right now. Let me see. Yeah. All right, you may play. Oh, this is so. This I can play one land off of Gwenum, right? You may play cards off the top of your library. Okay, This is not, the card is not a land, but I can try and make it to something else. I'm going to sacrifice my Mind Stone to draw a card. So put that in my hand. Next card. Sure, I will pay 3 life and 1 mana for an Enduring Innocence. So 2/1 with lifelink. Whenever one or more creatures I control with power 2 or less enter, I draw a card that triggers only once per turn. And if it dies, it comes back as just an enchantment. I will play off the top a Marsh Flats, which is the Orzhov fetch land. We're going to take a look at the next card. That is a land, so we're cracking the fetch.
Let's go.
We'll go down to 32. And conveniently, this top card is just a swamp, so I will just grab that for ease's sake. We'll take a look at the next card. Oh, boy. All right. I'm gonna pay 4 life and a mana and cast this Snuff out off the top and hit Grand Arbiter.
Uh-oh.
Woof. We are unlocked. Oh, my goodness.
Woo!
1, 2, 3, 4 life down to 28. That does mean that Xenos flips. Becomes Shinryu Transcendent Rival, an 8/8 flyer. When it transforms, I choose an opponent, and then when the chosen player loses the game, I just win.
This is silly. I love it. Oh my goodness.
So that, what a weird decision I have to make here, because Ham, your deck wants to directly make people lose the game.
Yeah, and basically if you target anyone but me, I kind of have to hit you for, like, I need to not hit them first.
I mean, also, to be fair, I think in this position, you need to hit me first regardless.
Kind of. Yeah, you're not wrong.
And Russ has got the Staxy Pillow Forty deck that will be particularly hard to kill.
Right, and like the moment Absolute Virtue shows up, I would like to just target Russ, or I would like, you know, I'd like to be able to hit him before that happens. But yeah,
so I think I'm going to make this interesting. I am going to choose the player that I think will be the hardest to kill currently. Russ, you are my rival, my burning chains rival. So if I kill you, or if anybody kills you, I win as long as Shinryu stays on the board.
Fear the sting of the mighty monarch.
I don't like this because now this means that him's going to want to kill me.
I mean, or Veggie, you know, we'll see. Honestly, the thing I love doing most, though, because you can activate the Door to Nothingness at instant speed. My favorite thing is to just, like, untap and have a loaded gun sitting on the table. That's kind of my favorite, and we'll see what happens. Yeah. We're a ways away from that, though.
We are. But I've got one more thing. The card on top of my library is in fact a land, but this might be the last thing I can do. I'm going to pay 1 with my Caves of Koilos, bringing me down to 27 for white mana to play a Children of Corliss. This is a 1/1, but I can sacrifice it to gain life equal to the life I've lost this turn.
It does come in tapped. I love and that. I gain life. Actually, everything turns
you do gain tapped. Life.
Oh, as did.
Yes, yeah. all of my stuff.
All of them, yeah.
So I believe that I started this turn at 37 because then I went up to 41 gaining from Gwenum. But I have been at 41, so the amount of life that I have lost is 14.
Mm-hmm.
But I will draw a card off of Enduring Innocence since this is the first creature with power 2 or less to enter while it's seen play. I'll take a look at my top card. I will pay 2 life for a Knight of the White Orchid. That's 1 more life for you, Russ.
Yay.
I'll go down to 25, but I don't think... Ham, you've got more lands than me.
I do. So...
I do as well.
Yeah, oh, you've got six. Okay, so then I'll search for planes. We'll just find a good old regular planes. I won't worry about that. We'll shuffle up a little bit.
I would have eight,
a fresh top card. Yep.
But someone said no.
It's funny, because now the reason to do that has not even come up now. I'm going to take a look at this top card. I'll pay 4 life for a sad robot. Solemn Simulacrum. When it enters, Russ will gain a life. And yay. I will search for another basic and put that on the onto the battlefield. We'll find another planes. Cool. We'll shuffle again. Dang. Yeah, the Gwenum. Hell of a card. Hell of a card.
Pretty good. Yep.
Jesus. This is good information for me, because I have not played that card, period, yet. This is my first time ever playing this card. I will cast an Anguished Unmaking off the top. I'll pay 3 life. And then I'll lose 3 life. And we will remove the authority of the consoles.
Same case.
Good.
I knew Gwenum was a card for me once I saw it, because Bolas's Citadel is one of my top 3 favorite cards of all time.
I forgot what it's like playing Bolas's Citadel, because I just have not played any decks with it for such a long time. Like, I live in bracket 2. So honestly, this is your all's fault, because I don't ever play these cards.
No, I'll pay 2 life for an
Arcane Signet. Yeah, I fully expect the most extreme crackback after this. You all hopefully take me down. I will play a Knight's Whisper off the top. I'll pay 2 life. I'll draw 2 cards and lose another 2 life. I'm down to 9. I'll draw these 2 cards. I'll look at this one. That is hopefully the last one I'll play. I'll cast this Abstruse Appropriation off the top. Oh. 2, 3, 4, down to 5. I exile a non-land permanent, and then I can cast that card from exile and spend colorless mana as though it were mana of any color to cast it. I think I would like that Ghostly Prison.
Whoop.
However, okay. I do not have mana for that right now. I'll look at my top card. Oh, that's brutal. The top card is very good for me, but I don't have enough life left to cast it. So, I will sacrifice the Children of Corlys. I am at 5 from 41 at my peak this turn. So I've lost 36 life. I will gain 36 to go back to 41.
Children of Corlys, everyone. My goodness.
I will pass the turn. I just need to discard to hand size. We'll bin 2 planes and this Tragic Arrogance, which I think is not good for me right now. Okay. All right, good luck, everybody else.
Yeah. Untapping, upkeeping, and we're drawing. All right, so yeah, good luck indeed. I appreciate that. I'm going to play out of Swamp as my land for turn. And I'm going to do what I think is a pretty cool turn. It's going to look a little less impressive, but, you know, that's fine. It's going to be 5, and this will be 2 of whatever. For a Chromatic Orrery. This is a card I absolutely adore. It is a legendary 7-drop artifact. You may spend mana as though it were mana of any color. And then I can tap it to add 5 colorless to my mana pool. And then I can also pay 5 to tap draw a card for each color among permanents I control. So it's just big, it's kind of dumb, and I kind of love it. I'm then going to go ahead and tap it for the 5, naturally. And I'm going to go ahead and cast Wargate, where X equals 2. Wargate is a Bant sorcery for X, green, white, blue. Search your library for a permanent card with converted mana cost X or less. Put it into play, then shuffle your library. So I'm going to look for a permanent with mana value 2 or less. And throw that right into play. And here it is. I'm going to find a copy artifact, which is an enchantment for 2 that comes into play as a copy of another artifact that's in play. So I'm going to have a second Chromatic Orrery. Because I love ramping. It's my favorite thing.
Well, if only for a moment, right?
No, copy artifact, it's an enchantment. It just stays here.
Yeah, but Chromatic Orrery is legendary, right?
Oh, you're right. I didn't think that through. Maybe I should have come into the Howling Mind just for kicks. You're right. I did not play through. I even said it.
What? You got Sad Robot on the board. You could discount your blue spells.
Ooh, actually?
Do you want Chromatic Lanterns?
Oh, you do have a Chromatic Lantern. Yeah, I guess I'll grab the Chromatic Lantern. That makes far more sense. Not quite as fun, but yeah.
I think Howling Mine would be best.
Also, I know you yeah. think that. I knew you'd think that. Or Cryptic Code actually could be fun. That could be interesting. Yeah. You're right, Legendary. That was a goof. I'll grab the Chromatic Lantern. Nothing fancy. Just a little bit extra ramp. And then... Do we have anything else fun and interesting? No, I think we're good. All right, and that is my turn. Nowhere near as fun and sexy as I had wanted, but it's fine. No, that's just a punt on my part, honestly. But yeah, Jarvis, take it away.
I don't love what I need to do because I feel like I have to do this.
If you farewell me, farewell? I swear.
I don't remember if I put farewell in the deck. I think I put more fun board wipes than farewell.
Farewell is kind of fun.
I love farewell, but I meant more like ones that do things other than just destroy or exile. I didn't want to have to play this Passeju as a land because I was saving it for a very important card, but it's what I have to do. I want to tap for 8 mana. I'm going to cast a Death Begets Life.
Oh,
there you go.
It destroys all creatures and enchantments, and I draw a card for each permanent destroyed this way.
All creatures and enchantments. That's brutal. I don't think that I have any sort of a response to this. Yep. Boom, boom, boom.
Okay.
Now, is copy artifact considered an enchantment, or is it purely a copy?
It's considered both. The only reason why I say that is because that artifact, it is affected by cards that affect either enchantments or artifacts.
Oh, nice. Yeah, there we go. All right, yeah, so all of this goes away. I will get a draw from my Solemn Simulacrum, and Enduring Innocence will return as just an enchantment.
So you had a total of 5, Veggie?
Oh, right, you need to know, yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, and in Innocence, 5, yes.
And Ham had 1.
1, yep.
And Russ had none. So I draw 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I broke the deck building restrictions for this deck, and I didn't realize it until just now. And Moxio didn't yell at me with what was in my companion zone.
Oh?
Because I did it before realizing what I was going to choose to put in my companion zone. I did it before I chose to put Karuga in my companion zone. I have a source to Plowshares. That I could either just put in exile, or I could go and pretend it is a Plains. However, you guys, since it does break the deck building restriction, however you guys want me to treat that.
I'm good with the Plains.
It doesn't matter to me.
Okay.
So yeah, that's
my source of Plowshares will be a Plains. And to make it easy, I am going to just discard it because I do have to discard a hand size. What does this one do again? I'm going to discard a Nezahal. Don't worry about it. a Relic of Legends. An Atraxa Grand Unifier. Don't worry about it.
I'm never worried about Atraxa in my graveyard. It's fine. Or no, graveyard. It's totally okay.
And a Clever Impersonator. I'll pass the turn.
All right.
That's a pretty good graveyard you got there.
That's a pretty good tap up, keep draw.
Not bad. Not bad.
Draw again.
Yep.
Hmm.
I told you not to worry about it, Ham.
I'm not. If anybody's going to be reanimating Atraxa, I'm having a good day, all right?
All
right. It's one of my favorite things. Even if I'm not doing it, I just want to see it.
1, 2, 3, 4. play a sad robot.
Natch.
Gonna go get a gonna get an island.
Man, I wish Death Begets Life didn't cost 8 mana, because that'd be a lot of fun to cast in standard.
It comes in tapped. Close and shuffle.
Yeah, but as it stands.
But 5 mana board wipes are barely worth it.
Are you kidding? Deadly cover up, villainous wealth. It's nuts out there.
I'm going to pay 1 for a commander plate.
Yeah, it's split up.
Well, yeah, the split. Sure.
And no, I can't do that. Pass.
Pass. Okay. I will untap and draw my 2 cards.
I couldn't let another Gwenim turn go. That would have scared me too much.
No, no.
Oh god.
No, that was
yeah,
the,
you
that was absolutely the right move.
Yeah, could not.
Yeah, yeah.
So, speaking of another Gwenim turn.
Oh.
Olus the Citadel.
I have 1 black mana for this reanimate.
Let's go.
However, I don't think I can resist the fact that you have put an Atraxa into your graveyard, Jarvis.
There it is.
And we just talked about reanimating Atraxa, so I would like to target Atraxa. I'll put it from your graveyard onto my battlefield and lose, however, what, 8 life? I don't remember. I don't Atraxa.
7.
She's 7.
7 life.
Yep. That happened sooner than I expected. I love it.
yeah, this reanimate was not meant for you, but I feel like it had to happen. So... In spite of our no tokens, no counters, I will represent this Atraxa over spell table with a token.
Excellent.
Because
which
know,
really
you
this
get
is showing just how
token love.
It's how important infinite tokens really are. Even when you're not playing with tokens, they're still incredibly useful. This isn't just any Traxa. This is, well, no,
a
this is
Traxa.
Yeah. It's not the Traxa. No.
Or B Traxa.
Right. I don't even know. It's funky. I don't know, like, off the top of my head what a Traxa does. Let's see. So we got, this is a 7/7 with every combat keyword. And then I look at, like, 50 cards. Reveal 10. Okay.
10, yeah. Just 10% of a commander deck. It's no big deal.
Yeah.
3, 4,
yeah,
it's
10 and
five,
then one of each type.
6,
yep.
7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. Well, this is not great, but some of the cards are. So I revealed almost entirely lands. So like half of these were lands, but the lands are pretty decent. And then the other half are all creatures. So at the end of the day, I'm going to get 2 cards, but that's okay. I think... Let's see. The land is going to be Maze of Ith. There is an Urborg on the battlefield, so that even taps for mana. Nice. And the creature, I mean, like, these are all great. I think it has to be Shieldred the Apocalypse.
Yep. Of course, yeah.
So I'm going to then put the other cards on the bottom of my library. These will go to my hand.
I love how that was a relative whiff, like drawing a Maze of Ith and a Shieldred the Apocalypse while getting a 7/7 flying lifelink, Death Toucher, Vigilant creature on board for 1 mana.
Yeah.
It's like, could have been better.
Yeah, and even the loss of life, against. Which is a thing that, you know, a good thing
actually,
for my deck.
Right. Oh my goodness.
All right, well, here's that Maze of Ith onto the battlefield as my land for the turn.
What kind of tracks in the graveyard? That guy was a moron.
Yeah, what? I mean, why would you do that?
Seemed like a good move to me. It's fine. I'll blink it at some point. I'll give it back.
There we go. Yeah,
that's a nice Atraxa you got there. Shame if somebody else reanimated it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yes, we're definitely going to play this thought vessel so that I have no maximum hand size. That
Nice.
seems pretty effective right now. And we'll cast the Shieldred. 1, 2, 3, and 4. Now, four,
Okay.
five, death touch. Whenever I draw a card, I gain 2 life. Whenever any of you draw a card, you lose 2 life.
Hey, Jarvis, got another board wipe?
Somewhere.
It's not the question I asked.
I've started a new era in my commander gameplay. I used to be the mono blue guy. I will stop everything that happens. I am now, let me just present threats every turn of the game. And I don't
I
regret
love
it.
it.
I
Oh, that's
will
wonderful.
pass the turn.
See,
All right.
I play in both spheres that I want to do both at the same time. I want to stop everything, but I just want to also commit. So it's always
All
a
right.
balancing act.
So I'm going to
Oh.
draw 2, lose 4, go down to 29.
What happened to
Oh,
Ghostly
right, there's
Prison? That
Howling
just
Mine on
goes to
board.
exile, right?
Why no?
Ghostly Prison just goes to exile, right? Because that was a creature that
Yep.
was doing that.
No, it was it's a spell. So it is in exile. It's just I can still cast it.
Gotcha.
Cool. I'm playing Island as my land for turn. And I'm just going to keep it simple. Tap the Chromatic Orrery for the Door to Nothingness, which does enter tapped. So that is now here. It's not quite online yet, but it is present. And then for I'm going to pay 7. I'm going to cast a Genesis Ultimatum. So, Genesis Ultimatum says I look at the top 5 cards of my library, I put any number of permanent cards from among them directly onto the battlefield, and the rest into my hand, and then exile Genesis Ultimatum. 3, 4, 5. And it's look at, not. Oh, and these are all permanents. How cool is that? I've got an Anti-Causal Vestige, which is a 7/5. When it leaves the battlefield, I get to draw a card, then put a permanent card with mana value less than or equal to the number of lands I control from my hand onto the battlefield tapped. A Horizon Canopy, which is a land. It's the Selesnya land that ping or it pings me every time I use it, or I can pay one and sacrifice a draw card. I have a Talisman of Progress, which is the Orzhov Talisman. A Temple of Plenty, which is the Selesnya land that lets me scry one, and then an Unwinding Clock, which is a four
Whoa.
drop artifact that has me untap all artifacts I control during each other
Oh
player's
no.
untap step. Don't worry about it, you guys. It's fine.
God, I'm really glad now that Chromatic Orrery is legendary.
Same. Yeah, well, I'm sad, but I get you're correct. That would be see, that's why I wanted to do that. That was the whole thing. Meanwhile, I do have so I have 5, 6, 7, 8. I have 8 mana in rocks.
Aw, darn, too short.
Yeah. Good thing I have these two lands chilling here.
Yeah, that's the problem.
So I'm gonna go ahead and pass the turn.
All right. I don't know that I have an answer for this, but I feel like I have to try to answer it now because
Sure.
I'm the player that should be, I think I should be removed here. If that thing were to go off.
Sure.
So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I don't think I could not possibly have a free answer to that, right? In my deck.
If you pull it
A
off, I'll be
free
very
one?
impressed.
Probably not a free one.
Then you know what? I think we just gotta let it ride.
That's
what I
Okay.
like to hear. Let's go! All right.
No,
All right.
hiya,
So, Jarvis, did you want to untap? Sweet.
yeah.
Thanks, bud. All right.
Lose
All
4.
right. Excellent.
Again.
The door is open.
Door is now untapped. I have 10 mana live, and Orri says I don't even have to worry about what colors they are. It's great.
I want to play a Yavimaya as my land for turn.
Okay.
Now we got forest too, right?
Yeah. And Ham, I like your ultimatum. I want to do my own.
That's a good idea.
Like a ruinous one, right?
I wish.
You have no brain.
Ultimatum.
Oh snap! Okay. Good thing you don't have that attract in there. What else? What do you have?
Any number of target permanent cards with different names from my graveyard to the battlefield. A clever impersonator. That can be an Atraxa. A Bajuka Bog. That normally,
Your Atraxa is not in your graveyard.
Oh, no. I'm
But it can copy the one on board.
Oh, it can copy the one that. Yeah. Sorry. Thank you. Yes.
My Bajuka Bog, which would normally be used for Ham, as is tradition, but I think I need to use it for Veggie.
Okay.
Relic of Legends. A Nezahal. The Swords to Plowshares, which is actually a Plains, and let me view the rest of them. A Llanowar Visionary. A Glasspool Mimic, and a Topiary Stomper. The Glasspool Mimic isn't going to have a target because it has to target something that was already out there, right?
Well, these are the things... Hold on. Do you have answers in your deck for what Ham's doing?
That he would... I do have answers in there. Will he be able to respond to them? Yes, but I do have answers in there.
That you still have mana to cast?
This would give me that I have access to 5 mana.
Cool. Remember when I said I was going to blink your Atraxa? I'm going to pay 1. I'm going to cast an Ephemerate with your with your spell on the stack.
Okay.
I will blink your Atraxa so that you also have that to target with your clone.
What?
So you'll get your Atraxa resolved before your stuff comes in.
Dang.
So let me put these all in a stack over here.
Yeah.
You guys all hang out over here. And this is going to go to the grave, so...
Well, I'd say, Veggie, you're definitely making me want to pop Jarvis with this. Like right now, before this continues. So well played.
4.
But no, let's
5,
see it.
6. 7. 8. 9. 10. Okay, so that is... Won't be able to cast this right now, but Casualties of War is a sorcery. The creature's not going to do much for any of those. I want to go and take the chameleon as a creature. Morphic Pool as a land.
The chameleon? Which one is that?
Oh, it's a clone.
It's a clone. Okay. Move to bottom. Oh, come on. I messed up. Why are you being dumb? Okay, you're going to make me do them individually because I'm being awful at this game? Got it. Okay, and actually, just look. Oh, come on. I pressed the wrong thing. So these all go here. Okay, then I'll have all these where, and my clever impersonator. So I want to have both Glasspool Mimic and clever impersonator come in as a copy of Atraxa.
Sure.
Actually, no. Clever impersonator, Chromatic Glory comes in tap, doesn't it?
No.
Nope.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
Clever Impersonator is going to come in as a copy of Chromatic Glory because it can enter as a copy of any non-land permanent on the battlefield.
No, that is 100% correct.
That's pretty good.
Yep.
So, and then...
Clever Impersonator is so good. I love that card.
Glasspool Mimic will be a Atraxa, though. And then...
And the Dive Nezahal.
Nezahal can't be countered at no maximum hand size. Whenever an opponent casts a non-creature spell, draw a card. And it can protect itself. Llanowar Visionary, draw a card. Topiary Stomper, get a basic land. So I'm going to put the Glass Pool Mimic. It's going to die right away. I'm going to draw my card. Then I'm going to get my basic land, which is going to be a forest. Then I'm going to do the Atraxa thing.
Yep, yep.
1, 2,
yeah.
3, 4, 5,
you got some 6, spice going on here.
7.
Of course.
8, 9, 10. Okay.
Ooh.
Oh, and I need to lose 2 life.
Yes. I
need to draw a card. So, creature. I think it's gonna be the Displacer Kitten is my creature.
That makes sense, yeah.
Which hurts me greatly. Is that Sir Conrad?
Mm-hmm.
My enchantment will be Parker Luck. Sorcery. Well, let me take my land. My land is going to be and dock the truck. No, let's do the Sparta's Headquarters because I have green and black. So that gives me the additional blue. And then the sorcery, I either have Seagate Restoration or Coin Ritual. I think it's going to be Coin Ritual because Seagate Restoration will just kill me.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. I am going to tap the Clever Impersonator Chromatic Worry for 5.
Yep.
And attempt to put a Calling Ritual on the stack.
So Calling Ritual destroys.
He's out. Well, each
non-land permanent with mana value 2 or less.
He's a fireman. I don't know. I'm only going to be getting rid of one of your artifacts that way, right?
It still turns off door happening right now, and you would hit one rock and Howling Mine.
Yep.
Yes, and getting rid of Howling Mine is important.
So the question becomes: do I kill you in response and then be like totally vulnerable to Russ and Veggie, or do I take this moment, accept that you've kind of popped and done what you can do? So do I just accept that you've forced my hand to do the thing I was probably going to do anyway, just sooner than I wanted to? That's the question. Because I got to do it now if I'm going to do it. So the question, at the end of the day, in response to this, so you still have one mana floating from the chromatic, from the Orrery.
I have, right now I have one mana floating, and then I still have the ability to go and make 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more.
And you have all of the cards in the world in your hand.
Yeah, but you saw most of them. The rest of them that are you didn't see aren't impactful right now.
Perhaps not, but I also know that Displacer Kitten can go infinite with like discarded nail clippings. So
Displacer Kitten goes infinite when you're playing things that have like 0 mana value.
That's true.
Not yeah. 3 mana value and higher.
Fair. Oh, this is tough. Way to force my hand, though. Well done on that. Veggie, how many cards do you have in your hand?
Right now, I have a full 7 cards in hand.
Ooh. Okay.
Now, the tricky part is, Displacer Kitten does go infinite best with 0-cost things, but blinking a Chromatic Orrery means that you only need things that cost 5 or less.
Oh, God. That is actually a very compelling argument that I will absolutely take into account here. So, yeah. I'm sorry.
The reason why I did Coin Ritual here was to go and make it that you still had your door. without going and pushing this, because if I just wanted to make you push the button, I could have just Casualties of War instead.
You're blowing up the talisman. And
yeah,
you, when I get a chance to fire the door, I fire the door. I will fire. If you are removing my ability to fire the door, I'm going to fire the door in response. That is my rule with this deck.
I'm removing your ability until your next upkeep when you untap your lands. I'm not removing.
Yes, you're removing my ability to fire the door, and I can fire the door in response. Therefore, I shall. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I'm going to use the Yavimaya to cast, tap this for green so I don't have to pay the life. So that's 5 and the Orrery. And yeah, Jarvis, I'm absolutely going to door you in response.
I'm going to go and try to do something else then.
Okay. So yeah, Door to Nothingness. We've been talking about it. It's a very famous card, but it's double Wooburg, tap, sacrifice, Door to Nothingness. Target player loses the game. So I have, that is on the stack now. Door's in my graveyard, targeting Jarvis. What do we got?
I want to try cast a Ghostly Flicker.
Oh.
And target Atraxa and Clever Impersonator.
Okay.
We got to fight.
I want to have Clever Impersonator come back in as an Atraxa.
If you actually manage to find like some kind of stifle, I'm not even going to be mad.
No, as a Trax. I mean, I don't, as a Chromatic Orrery, I want to look to see what else I have in my deck.
Sure, of course. No, no.
You've got to dig, absolutely.
100%.
2, 3.
That is the correct thing to do.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Just a sink into stupor.
Yeah, you have like two almost answers.
Yeah.
Right. We're so close.
I'll take the Void Rend.
Okay.
And the Reclamation Sage and the Thassa and the Rafine's Tower. Because none of these other ones are going to matter.
I do dig what you're doing over there. That is a very cool deck. Proving that you don't need counters and tokens to just have crazy snowball value.
You just need Atraxa.
It's not that Atraxa deck. It's the other Atraxa deck right. All along. Who knew?
Yeah, Atraxa Secret Commander Atraxa.
Which wasn't the goal, but you know, if that's how it had to work out.
You know what? She takes over, man. I'm telling you, no matter how hard you try, Atraxa takes over. It is what it is.
Yeah, I didn't get anything else. So here's my let's use 3 mana from I'm going to tap this Clever Impersonator. Let's cycle the Sparta's Headquarters to draw a card.
Okay.
Yep, that's not going to do it either. Do I have anything else? Nope. Now I have 2 floating and the ability to make 1 more. Do I help you guys out by going and removing Chromatic Orrery to make it a little harder for him once he's able to get Door to Nothingness back?
That would be a pretty significant blow to me.
That is so, up to you.
Do you value that or not? Yeah.
Well, at this point, I'm just going to be doing it for you guys. I'm not going to be doing it for me.
No, I understand. Like, that's one of those kind of spite plays that I know some people would get pissy about. But dude, I do what you do. Follow your heart, man. I won't be mad if you do that.
My worry is because I know how much recursion you play to get Door to Nothingness back.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
that is the thing I do. Cannot deny it.
Honestly, I was hoping to be able to save that Passeju for your Door to Nothingness when it was tapped.
Ooh,
that was my only untapped land to go and cast the board wipe.
Mm. Oh, dang.
So, yeah, that lined up poorly for me.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. That's good to know. That's really interesting. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah.
And I was saving the Bajuka Bog for the same reason, because I was hoping to besiege you, then bog you, and then
have to be
in exile. But
yeah, because when this goes to exile, it's gone. Like, there's nothing I can do about it. So yeah, because the exile zone and the remove from game zone, I actually took Mastermind's Acquisition out of this deck because I thought that could pull it back from exile, but it can't. Yep.
You need to put Karn in your deck.
Yeah, you don't have Karn. Oh, well, not in this one.
Not in this one, but I actually don't. I don't own a copy of Karn Great Creator, but I should. It should be in here. Yeah.
I'm going to go and do the fair thing, and I'm going to let you guys try to figure it out on your own.
Respect.
Okay.
And just take my door to the face.
All right. Boom. So upon that resolving, all of that ends. And then, Russ, we go to your turn.
Untap up, keep drawing a card. Everybody loves a love. Draw two cards.
And Veggie, I untap because I'm on winding clock.
I did go and still hit you with the Bajuka Bog, Veggie.
Oh, yes.
All right. I'm going to play an Island for turn.
Yeah, you will.
Island is my land. Island is your land.
Hey, I still got to see over half my deck, so I'm happy.
Yes, that's a win.
No, it was you went out in truly the ultimate blaze of glory.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2. Damn, just one. There we go. For a absolute virtue.
In response, I'm going to cycle the Zeotaurus Proving Grounds. Let's take a look. Okay, carry on.
All right.
That is all.
Then with that one man I have left, I'm going to cast a Shadow Spear. Don't worry about it.
Oh, yeah, nice.
I'm not super worried about that yet. We'll get there, though.
For those that forgot, Absolute Virtue is an 8/8 for 8. Spell can't be countered. It has flying, and I have protection from each of my opponents. I can't be dealt damage, enchantment, or be targeted by anything controlled by my opponents. Now, that's only good as long as Absolute Virtue is on the field. So, you know,
right.
Got to strike while the iron's hot. But I'm going to pass my turn. Oh, and I forgot to take two from... Yeah, I forgot to take 4.
Cool.
Yep.
Huh. All right. This definitely makes things tricky.
Oh, and I lost the 2 from Sheldred on my cycle. Sorry about that. All right.
I will untap, ephemerate, rebound trigger on the stack. I don't think I will blink Shieldred. It will just stay in exile.
Okay.
And I will draw my 2 cards and gain 4 life. Wow, those are some cards. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8... 9, 10 mana available.
I guess I should have put T-Pro in the deck.
Could have helped, yeah.
I don't think Yavimaya or Urborg is on the field anymore, is it?
It is not.
They are not.
Oh, true. Let's see. 10. Land would be 11. 12, 13. Leaves 5. That's like just barely not enough. I have a very funny answer to Door to Nothingness, but I don't know if this is the this is the play right now.
Up to you.
It might just need to be, because I'm assuming you can bring it back on your turn, and then it becomes untapped on Russ's turn.
There's a high likelihood of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's this is great. I love this. All right. I'm going to shock in a Godless Shrine, the Orzhov Shockland, and. What is the order that I need to do this in? I need 1, 2. We're going to reserve 6 mana over here.
Mm.
Don't worry about that.
Oh, I'm not. Don't worry. I'm excited. I want to see what you got going on.
I have, let's see, this 5 mana available to me.
4.
4 mana available to me. Because Maze of Ith. Yeah, this is so dangerous. Yeah, I don't care. I think I just play this card and pass the turn. So here's what we're gonna do. I'm gonna pay 1, 2, 3 black And three more mana, total of six, and cast this Lich's Mastery. This is a legendary enchantment with hexproof. The line immediately under hexproof: you can't lose the game.
Oh.
Whenever you gain life, right? Whenever I gain life, I draw that many cards. Whenever I lose life, for each one life I lost, I exile a permanent. I can control or a card from my hand or graveyard, so that Bijukabog was particularly brutal for me. And if Lich's Mastery leaves the battlefield, then I just lose.
So I need to find my farewell rather than recur my door, is what you're saying. Okay.
Or just damage until my permanents are gone. Because
I suppose
this chunk of graveyard that I have, now it is it is a pretty finite amount of damage that makes this go away.
I suppose. Yeah. Oh, my deck's not made to do damage though. That's not a thing. Oh. Are Giganta's stats about to be relevant? This is weird. This is not.
Oh my god.
So you can't Door to Nothing Russ and you can't Door to Nothing Veggie right now.
Yeah.
Correct. I noticed.
Very funny. I guess I'll pass the turn there.
I'm honestly not even mad at how clean these answers are to what I'm doing. Like, this is I don't think I've ever been like locked out from a Lich's Mastery before so cleanly. I respect, honestly. All right, so untap, upkeep. I get to draw two. So yay, and by draw two I mean also lose four. Which, you know, that's great. Love that. Love that for me. Okay. All right. I'm thinking. So I have this Anti-Causal Vestige, which is a 7/5. Mm-hmm. So attacking that into Veggie would force the Maze of Ith, which is a thing.
True.
I think that's safe to say that's what would happen there. So I'm actually going to go ahead and tap the Chromatic Orrery and the Talisman of Progress to cast a Sowing Mycospawn Kicked. Sowing Mycospawn is a 3/3 Eldrazi Fungus for 4 with a kicker of 2 with Devoid. And when you cast a spell, search your library for a land card, put it onto the battlefield, then shuffle. And when you cast the spell, if it was kicked, exile target land. I'm going to target that Maze of Ith.
Dang, that's pretty good.
I think it's solid. And this is normally where I grab my World Tree, but with the Chromatic Orrery down, I don't think that's necessary. Instead, I think I'm going to grab something that's untapped. That's probably
but you
could
go and get all your Phyrexians then.
Yeah, let's go with that. now I'm wondering, do I have any artifact lands in here? I don't think I do, unfortunately. I think... you have the answer. Mycosynth Gardens is a sphere, which is that land type that everybody remembers very fondly.
Oh yeah.
With the ability, well, it taps for colorless, it enters untapped, and I can pay one to tap it for mana of any color. Or I can pay X, tap it, and have it become a copy of target non-token artifact I control with mana value X.
Okay.
So that's kind of neat.
I'm not right, seeing the vision yet, though.
Oh, it's there is a vision. I assure you of this. So then, I'm going to go ahead and, for right now, go to combat. And this Anti-Causal Vestige is heading Veggie's way. 7/5. And when it leaves, stuff happens.
7/5.
By that, I mean I draw a card and can play a... put a permanent from my hand onto the battlefield tapped. Or no, yeah, tapped with mana value equal to or less than my lands, which is a lot.
Oof, if I take that, that is seven things I need to exile from board or hand since I have no graveyard.
Right.
It feels like Shieldred is the only thing that's doing anything right now, but then I probably just get cracked by Russ as well. Although yeah. This is not stopping me from that happening anyway, so... Yeah, I'll put Shieldred in the way.
Okay. All right, so they trade.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Anticlus of Vestige dies, I do draw a card, and I get to drop a permanent, which is going to be a Croson Verge, which is a land that would intercept anyway. And then post-combat, I'm going to tap Firemind Vessel and these two lands. For refurbish, return target artifact card from my graveyard to the battlefield, and this is targeting the door. Any responses?
I mean, this seems fine to me. I still have a Lich's Mastery.
Indeed. That you do. All right. So, there we have that, folks. I need to do some mana math, which I'm not the best at. All right, so if I... That doesn't quite get me there. Okay. I need to sandbag that. Okay. It's always the thought. All right. Well, I suppose I, well, actually, wait a minute. So, Russ.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I, Russ, how many cards do you have in hand?
Two.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and simply pass the turn. And so on your untap, Unwinding Clock happens, and we are theoretically locked and loaded again.
All right. Next turn, draw an extra card.
Yeah, buddy. Yep. Still got those two cards. Shelly's gone now.
Yep.
Shelly can't hurt you. It's okay.
I mean, she's only in the graveyard.
That is true.
Hurt.
You're not wrong.
So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to pay one, mm-hmm. two, and a white. For a Bastion Protector.
What does this do?
It's an obscure card. It's actually from a while ago. It's Legend Lord of the Rings Commander. Commander creatures you control get +2/+2 and have indestructible. It's a 3/3.
In response.
Ooh.
In response to that, I'm going to Void Rend Absolute Virtue.
That happens.
Oh, and you are adorable now.
I've always been adorable.
Russ has always been adorable. Damn it, Russ.
That's true. Yep.
I'm going to play an Academy Ruins for turn.
Mm-hmm.
Shitfire.
Kinda, yeah.
I had nothing, Path.
I have...
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
I really want to fire this off. I just got to think, does it kill me?
I love it when people ask that question.
But did you die?
The thing, then was it worth it?
I think
that's
I think
my favorite question.
Kills me. But it might be cool as hell. I just need to make sure that it is in fact cool as hell, even if it kills me.
I respect that. I really do.
The math is like funky.
So I do like
one
funky
in
math.
Graveyard. I think I gotta. I gotta wait. The play is not dead if I don't do it now. But it. I think the potential for it to just kill me and in not a cool way is much higher than if it does a cool thing. So
okay.
I will untap.
Okay. Okay.
I will draw two cards. That's. I put that in here. This is a great day. This is a beautiful thing. At some point later in the game, I'm just gonna leave this card here.
Ooh, okay.
At some point in the game, somebody's going to be very upset.
Delightful. I'm
hopefully it's not you.
You have my attention.
Right, so now this leaves me with 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 mana available. And some door insurance on the board.
Indeed.
Okay. You're at 23 and I'm at 36. If I swap with you, then I draw a bunch of cards.
It's
but
true.
I lose life, and then this says.
Then you gotta sack things, so that's. Yeah, Lich's Mastery is a wild double-edged sword. I dig it.
All right. I will. I'll play an Iganjo, City of the Empire, as my land for turn. It could have dealt 4 damage to something attacking or blocking, but I think I will just take the mana. I feel like there is something here, but I don't quite know what it is. So I'm just for the moment going to cast a Wall of Blood for 3 mana. This is an O2 wall. That for I can pay a life as an activated ability to give it +1/+1 until end of turn. Just that's it. Pay one life, instant speed, +1/+1.
Given everything you're doing, that rules. I really dig it.
So if I want, I can be at 1.
Yeah, just have a life sink. I love that. Yeah.
Speaking of life sinks. I also have this Necropotence.
Ooh,
okay.
That's a bold move, Cotton. Oh, did you draw from the Enduring Innocence off of Wall of Blood?
I did not, but I should do that.
Ah, yeah, get after that.
I will draw that one card.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Oh, did that change things?
It's a very significant card.
Okay.
But thank you for the reminder. So the Necropotence we will keep. For those of you who are fortunate enough to not know what this does, it's an enchantment for 3. I skip my draw step. Whenever I discard a card, I exile it from my graveyard. But I can pay 1 life. And for each 1 life I pay, I exile the top card of my library face down. And then I put those cards into my hand at the beginning of my next end step. It is super busted.
Card. Oh, yeah, it's nuts.
However, the card that I've drawn. 1, 2. And 3 mana. Is a Grasp of Fate. It is an enchantment. When it enters, for each opponent, I can exile up to 1 non-land permanent until it leaves the battlefield. So, if this is good, I think we know at least one place that it's going.
I don't have a response to the spell. I'm okay with it entering. Like, I'm not going to counter it or anything. So, like, when it enters, what are your targets?
Well, we do have a blue white player. I'll wait for that check too.
Yeah.
You obviously are new to the show. Russ don't play counter spells.
Oh, all right.
when you said no counters, I took it literally.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Then I guess trigger on the stack. First target is door to nothingness. Second target is, I think, just Commander's Plate, because I don't like that card.
Yeah.
But it's Iron Man.
In response, I'm sorry, Russ. You're my only viable target. So I'm going to pay 10, sacrifice the door, and target Russ.
Bye-bye.
Sorry, bud.
Ba-ba-ba-boom.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-boom.
Yeah.
Right. It is down to you, and it is down to me.
Indeed. I got to figure out how to make this work through like combat or something. What? All right.
All right.
I have some things on your end step when we get there. Yep.
At the least, I am going to pay one life into Necro.
Yep. So you have to sacrifice the thing to Lich's Mastery.
I will sacrifice Grasp of Fate to Lich's Mastery.
That makes sense.
Since it is not, it's not holding anything.
Yep.
And I'll exile one more, and I'll sacrifice Enduring Innocence, since this deck is actually not running that many creatures that trigger that.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Then I'll just pass to my end step. Right. The cards from Necker will go. Oh, yes.
Yeah, so on your end step, I'm going to pay 3. I'm going to cycle this Zagoth Triome.
Mm-hmm.
I'm then also going to cycle this Khetria Triome. That is all. Yeah, nothing too fancy there. But
put my Necro 2 cards into my hand, and that brings me to exactly 7. Pass turn.
Okay. All right. So here we go. Untapping, upkeeping, drawing 2 off Howling Mine. My goodness, you guys. All right.
Guys, there's only one other person left in the game.
All right, guy.
All right, guy. Yeah.
I'm not your buddy, guy.
I'm not your guy, friend. All right.
Not your friend, buddy.
Dag nabbit, yo. All right. Come to think of it, I probably should have kept that Shadow Spear around longer. That would have been good. But, it only affects permanence. It doesn't remove the hexproof from you. So that wouldn't have helped. Never mind. Yeah, I'm really struggling here. All right, I'm going to go ahead and pay 5 for Giganta, the Wellspring, 5/5
hey.
Elk. They're here. Fun fact, I do have a commander, I swear. All right. I know I almost never actually play my commanders, but this time, they're here. All right. Then, as my land for turn, it's going to be an island. And tap my Talisman for a Soul Ring, because I need more mana, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go ahead and tap the Soul Ring and the Fire Mind's Vessel for an Argivian Restoration, where I put an artifact card from my graveyard into play, and this is going to be the door. Not that it matters a ton, but I think it's going to be more valuable online than in my yard. So there we have it. And funnily enough, Chromatic Orrery can draw me cards, but right now I'd be spending 5 to draw 2 cards because I don't have that many colors among permanents I control. So I'm going to go ahead and... Oh, you know what I can do, though? I can pay one, sacrifice this Horizon Canopy to draw a card off that. That's not even remotely helpful. Okay, cool. So then I'm going to go ahead and pay one for an expedition map, because again, I don't know if you know this, but I have a lot of ramp in here. Expedition map is an artifact for one where I can pay two, tap, sacrifice it, search my library for a land, reveal it, put it into my hand, then shuffle. I've already played my land for turn.
Oh, I just have to do one thing. I realize this card, the Chekhov's gun card, means that I do have eight cards in hand, so I should have had to discard. I'm just going to put this Weathered Wayfarer into my graveyard.
Okay.
Right. Which will then be exiled.
Yeah.
Right. Neat. So, I suppose I pass the turn.
Okay.
The suspense is killing me.
I guess softly. I could have attacked with the Sewing Mycospawn. I probably should have, but...
With his song.
I'm going to do some... I'm going to do something that's going to seem a little weird. At the end of your turn... I am going to, adjustment. These should also be an exile from the Lich's Mastery, but I'm going to activate Necropotence one time.
Ooh.
At the end of your turn. And I'm going to exile Lich's Mastery.
So there's the trigger on the stack that you lose the game, right?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, it's timing. I need to untap on my turn.
Okay, and then activate Necro?
Activate Necro in my upkeep.
Okay, and so you have untapped, so I've also untapped at this point.
Yes. You're online.
Cool.
Sacrifice... Lich's Mastery, or exile it, trigger on the stack for me to lose the game.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to pay one white mana. This card that I put aside earlier in the game. Yeah. It's a card called Angel's Grace. This is one white mana with split second, so it cannot be responded to.
Yep.
I can't lose the game this turn, and my opponents cannot win the game this turn. Until end of turn, damage that will reduce my life total to less than one reduces it to one instead.
That's sick, actually. I can't even be mad. Excellent. I live in fear of split second with this deck, for sure. yeah, very nice. I'm just really glad most people don't think Crossing Grip's much good anymore, because, yeah, it ruins me.
It's so good.
But yeah, Angel's Grace is fantastic. Well done. Yep.
So I have one more turn of cannot lose the game.
Yeah, but now you're not hexproof, so.
And yeah.
So show me what you got. Let's see it. Well, you do have the Wall of Blood and Mr. Negative down, so don't love my chances.
Yep, I'm going to draw this card. I'm going to...
No, do you draw the card from...
Oh, I do not draw a card. I skip my draw step for Necro, but yes.
Right. Okay.
I am going to activate Wall of Blood until I am at zero life, because Angel's Grace only prevents damage from bringing my life total below one.
Yep.
But I do not lose because of Angel's Grace. I will pass Mr. Negative.
All right, so you go up to 23 and I'm down to one?
No, you are... I would like to exchange my zero life total with you.
Yeah.
Oh, because it only affects damage. Oh, no. Well, okay. I'm going to go ahead and I am going to go ahead and activate Chromatic Orb to draw two cards and pray. yeah, those don't get there. Nice. Dude, that was awesome. Well played.
Hey!
Well done.
Let's go.
Well played.
Dude, that was amazing. I love it.
Oh, my God.
Well done.
That was crazy.
Woo!
This was all around a fantastic game.
Could not agree more. Oh my goodness. This is exactly what I wanted it to be. Thank you. Oh.
I built this deck specifically for this. I think for sure I will need to keep it around.
Oh yeah.
Oh heck yeah, man.
It's fantastic.
Oh, this was an honor. Oh, fantastic. So yeah, I gotta say, another thing that we do here, Veggie, is the winner does do our sign off. So feel free if you would like to, you know, give any like final thoughts, and also let folks know where they can find you on the internet and plug, by all means. Go nuts, man.
Ooh, all right. What an
honor. Oh yeah, take it away. The floor is yours.
But only the floor, not the entire house.
Hmm. Well, yeah, no.
Well, everybody, this has been Veggie Wagon on Generic Commander. I now own the entire floor, but not the rest of the house. I will never return here so that I do not lose my title belt, and they will never be able to produce another episode of this show. I apologize slightly. Thank you so much for inviting me, and I will never see you all again.
Veggie, you're a freaking delight. Genuinely, everyone, go follow Veggie Wagon on all the socials. He's one of the best follows on the internet, like, without hyperbole or qualification. Just go do it. Yeah, dude, thank you so much for joining us. This was a blast.
Happy to be here.
And
scene.
That's our sign-off, because we just... Jarvis said it the first game after he won, and just stuck.